Good morning. My guests this morning are Sandy and Richard Riccardi. And if you don't know them, in the next 5 minutes, we're going to teach you how to get to know them. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
So you guys are playing at the Occidental Center for the Arts on Sunday the 11th afternoon. Is that right?
I think four to six.
How does it happen that you've got that odd time slot?
Well, I'm not really sure, but we got a call from Andrea, I think it's Van Dyke, and she said, well, they had Teresa Tudori on the program for the Saturday night previous for their big Valentine's thing, but Teresa unfortunately has gotten a little sick, or broke her arm, or she's seriously had a bad month. She had a bad month, and. But we were already booked. We have a gig on Saturday night. So when she called us, she said, well, how about Sunday? And since it's kind of raunchy, probably a 4 o'clock time slot rather than a 2 o'clock matinee would be the right thing to do, so people can drink wine and loosen up.
Right.
So
I was just looking at the press release here and noting that you do a political piece called "The Boy from Mar-a-Lago."
Indeed. Yeah, that was Richard's idea. I said I want to do something about Mar-a-Lago, and he said, "How about Ipanema?" And I was like, "Okay, we're there. That works."
You could sing the boy from Mar-a-Lago. With the same tune.
With the same tune. That's what we said.
Veritable hit was born.
Right.
Yeah, we did. We got 7 million hits on Facebook with that one very quickly. So that was.
What are you doing now that you most love that is maybe new in your repertoire?
Oh, well.
Well, political to be sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we just did one for Stormy Daniels. Not really. Not to shame her.
No.
Oh, because she's fine. She's just doing her thing.
You know? Right. Dr. Doctor.
Yeah. Dr. Doctor, which was a takeoff on Doctor. Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. But we did the Gerther blues, since he lied about everything about his. He made the doctor write down false information because, for instance, his height, 6'3", he put 6'3". Well, he's been documented all his life as being 6'1", and he made the doctor put 6'3" on the exam because everyone knows you get taller when you get older, right?
Right.
So I think it was because if he was 6'1", and he weighed 239, which...
All you have to do is hang by your hand.
That's right. He would have been known as obese, and he didn't want that.
Right.
So,
oh, no, you know, no.
We have to fix the numbers. If we don't like it, we just lie. So that's it. But this show is going to have more Valentine's-y stuff because we have fun. I mean, we're going to do those. We're going to do Tiki Torch Nazis, which is another one of our big hits. and we're gonna do plenty of politics. But we're going to keep it sexy. We have a lot of very funny love songs. Like we have one called the CPAP song. You know, when your CPAP blows into my ear, dear. A song called Mini Cooper. My man drives a Mini Cooper. You do the math. then we have some straight up love songs and some beautiful arrangements of some Gershwin and things like that. We'll probably throw in there that Richard did. But we're known for funny love songs.
Yes, too. Right, mm-hmm. Right.
So, and about aging too. A lot of getting older.
Well, I'm sure this is going to be a great show and the Almost Valentine's Day Cabaret, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, are you somewhere on Valentine's Day?
Oh,
well, we could be.
We could be. We have a big trip planned. We got on Airbnb and we're going to go to Carmel early March for his birthday. And we got a water tower. We're going to rent a water tower to sleep in.
Yeah. So. Okay. Well, let's tell people that Sandy and Richard Riccardi are going to be at the Occidental Center for the Arts, Sunday, February 11th, 4 to 6 p.m. For information, the numbers are, as usual, 874-9392. Online, it's OccidentalCenterForTheArts, all the words, .org. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roland.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight.